Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Arachin Daf Beis, the tractate Arachin. As today's Daf Yomi, we begin this new tractate. And the first chapter is called HaKol Ma'arichin. What does this mean to do an Erech, to do a dedication of a value? So the passage of Arachin in the Torah appears in Leviticus chapter 27, verses 1 through 8. And there it discusses in the Torah that if a person says about either himself or about somebody else, he says, Ercho alai, or he says Erchi alai, meaning to say the erech, the value, which is a specific technical term, the value of either this person or the value of my soul, what I'm worth, I am dedicating to the temple. He uses it through this phrase of Ercho alai or Erchi alai. Then he has to give a specific amount to the Bedek Habayis, to the general fund of the temple. And the Torah in Leviticus lists the different amounts for each person's stage in life, and whether they're a male or female, whether they're young or old, or then older, and then their value starts to deteriorate. And so that is the concept of if a person says Ercho alai or Erchin alai. And the Torah and the Gemara draws a distinction between somebody who uses this phrase Erech Yolai or Erech Poni Yolai, where there's a specific amount, or in contrast, if they say Demei Poni Yolai or Demei Yolai, if they don't use this technical term of Erech, but they use just the value of this person, which is the term of Demei, then they're not obligated to give a specific amount, but rather they're obligated to assess either whoever they're pledging to give that value. And so there it's not based upon the objective amount, it's subjective to the value of what that person is worth. And we would evaluate based upon if the person would be on the market, how much would that person's sell for? And that was the way they used to determine the exact amount of what a person's worth was. But that was only if they said Demei Alai or Demei Poni Alai. But if they used the phrase Erechin, then it was a fixed amount. But if they used the word Demei, then it became like a regular vow, and then the person had to give that amount. So our Mishnah talks about who is able to use this phrase and who is able to make such a vow. Who's able, about whom do we say the phrase Erechin, and about whom is able to say this pledge. So says our Mishnah, HaKol Ma'arichin, everybody is permitted to say Erecho alai, and as a result of that, to obligate themselves to give the value of that person to the temple, and also v'ne'erachin, about every single person, a person is allowed to say about that person, his value is upon me. And when he states that statement, when he says his value is upon me, he has to give the value of that person to the temple, whether or not he acts, that other person even is aware of it. A person is allowed to say this about somebody else. And so too, we say nodrin v'nidarin. Everybody is allowed to say a vow and say that the value of this person is upon me, and therefore he then has to give the demei, the subjective value of that person, to the temple. And also v'nidarin, everybody is allowed to be vowed upon, meaning somebody else could say, I'm going to give the value of so-and-so to the temple, and as to what they would sell for in the market, and then they are able to do it. And this law includes kohanim, levim, yisraelim, nashim, v'avadim, meaning to say that this is whether they're a kohen, a levi, or a Yisraelite, or a woman, or an Eved, Kenani, everybody is able to do Bima'arichim and Ne'arichim. They're able to declare the Erechin vow, and that it's also allowed to be said at them, about them. However, now our mission goes on to discuss who is not capable of doing this. Tumtum va'androgynous, if a person is a tumtum in which their genitalia are not yet revealed, so we don't know whether they are male or female, or androgynous, somebody who has the signs of both a male and a female, we say about them, nodrin v'nidarin, they're allowed to make a vow and say, I am going to give this amount to the temple, or the vow can be made about them and say, I'm going to give the value of so-and-so who's an androgynous to the temple. However, we do not allow, we say about them ma'arichin, that they can also give an erech vow. They say, I'm going to give the erech of such and such a person to the temple. But we don't say of a lo ne'arachin, the person can't give the erech of them to the temple, because since we're not sure whether they are considered to be a male or a female, since their gender is not entirely clear, therefore we are not able to do an erech vow about them, because the Torah gives the vows with respect to male or female. And so therefore, if a person is a tumtum and androgynous, it can't work on them. Also, she'eno ne'arach el azachar, Amar Vada Yunakeva Vada Yisa. As our Mishnah says it, because the Torah always allows an Erech to be done about somebody who's a certain male or a certain female. So too our Mishnah continues. Cheresh, let's say somebody is unable to hear and unable to speak, which in the Mishnaic times they thought that person was not of the sound mind, even though today we know that that's not the case. A Shota, a person who was insane, a Katan, who was a minor, and is therefore also not of sound mind. Nidarn v'ne'arach, and we say about such people, you can make a vow about them, you can make an Erech vow or a Neder vow about them. However, since they are not considered to have agency of a lo nodrin v'lo ma'arichin m'pnei she'ein b'hem das, but we don't allow them to make the vow, we don't allow them to take the Erech vow, because they're not considered to have das. In order to make a vow and to obligate yourself to pay, we say you need to have the ability to have sound mind and agency, and so therefore we don't allow these people who are believed to not have sound mind to make such a vow. Why would somebody do this thing of Erech? Why would somebody say, take this vow? This is something we don't really relate to today, because we don't make these types of vows. But what it was a person had such an overwhelming spiritual feeling that they felt that they needed to give either the value of themselves or the value of somebody else to the temple, and they wanted to do it as a way of coming closer to Hashem, to give a specific pledge, and almost like a redemption of a person, and therefore they're giving that value to the temple. So it's not something we do today, but in biblical times and in temple times, this was a way of drawing closer to Hashem, of recognizing and demonstrating that our whole being is really a dedication and service of Hashem.